Hi, I'm Christina.
And I'm Stephanie, and welcome to the Confidence Creators Podcast. We are real women with real stories that will uplift and inspire you. Each week, you will learn to build and gain trust in yourself.
Together, we will explore what confidence means to you, where to find it, and have fun doing it. It's time to take back your confidence. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Confidence Creators Podcast. And we are doing episode 28, part 6 of the Passion Creators series. We're so excited today that we are bringing our friend Stacy from Clover Bud Photography. But first, as always, we are going to start with what we are grateful for. So, Stephanie, you want to tell us what you're grateful for today?
Go ahead, Stacy. I'm really grateful for recently. I'm always grateful for my husband. Recently, we're in the whole process of trying to buy a house, and being the fact that I start to look at like the little things for as far as for my children and everything, I start to get a little bit clouded with the minute things. And my husband really always brings me back to reality of that, that it is only just a step, and that not to try to like pretty much just take a dive. And so I'm just really grateful to have him in my life to be that stability.
I am grateful for Sundays. I know some people are like dread Sundays because it's like the next day, like before you have to go to work. But I love Sundays. I love Sundays just because it's a lot of time that I get to spend with my family. Most of the time we really don't have a lot going on. So it's just really nice. So I'm very grateful for Sundays, even if it does lead into the next day that everybody dreads, but I am grateful for Sundays.
That's awesome. Cause Sundays for me is also sometimes like a family day. We like to go to my mom's, but so, the Confidence Creators, we keep this stuff real. And I shared with Stacy and Stephanie that I was having a hard time figuring out what I was grateful for. Just had a crazy morning, but without going too much into that, my, car was broken into again. Some of y'all have heard of the story that it happened a few months ago, but I'm happy that they did not take my planner this time. Can I tell y'all that I write everything down? It's even helped me be more consistent at the gym because I've scheduled my gym workouts in my planner. I do everything according to my planner, and my life revolves around that, scheduling on paper. I know this is the digital age and I could be, have everything on my iPhone, but I don't do that. I write things down and I love to do that. So I am grateful that they did not steal my planner. We're going to move forward and we are going to ask Stacy to give us a quick little bio on herself. Tell us all about yourself, Stacy.
So I'm 35 years old. I am born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. I met my husband in college. And when we were in our first 3 months of marriage, we got pregnant with my daughter. My daughter is 7 years old. Then we had my son when we moved to Austin, and he is now 5 years old. And then after 7 years of living in Austin, we decided to move back to San Antonio. And on the side of all my hustle, being a mother and a wife, I also started my own photography business, which is Clover Bud Photography. And I also create content within that as well. It's funny because before I got married, I thought my life was hectic. And then I got married and it became more like a crazy hectic, but a good hectic. And then I had children, and it literally feels like you're swimming, like you're barely paddling in water. And then somebody comes by and gives you like rocks. And that's the way it feels when you have children. And you're just like, okay, well, I thought you were going to help me, but this just made it a lot harder now.
I bet the Dory's just keep swimming means a whole lot more to you now.
Yes.
I know. I used to think that before I didn't have time to do anything. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I really don't have to do anything with a little one and a husband and a full-time job. So mm-hmm. It's an interesting thing for sure as being a mom.
It is. it's like, you know, like you have your priorities and everything. And then when you have children, it's like, they challenge you, but they really bring the best out of you because you learn how to time manage and you really know what's priorities and what's really important and what's, and then you also get this like confidence in yourself of that, you know what? I don't really have to explain myself to anybody anymore. You know, I know what I'm doing because I brought life into this world. So I really think I know what I'm doing now. And it gives you this confidence of telling people, thank you so much, but I got this. Like my kid's 7. I think I made it pretty far.
Amen to that. So this probably is a really good segue to get us to get started with our interview questions. We are very excited to have you on, Stacy.
Awesome.
And so I'm going to ask you to please define confidence.
I would say that for me, confidence is, and this is just from learning over the years of that, is really learning and understanding where you are in life and discovering that this is what you were created for and that you should stay true to what you were created for. I feel like that once you get that and you understand that and you love in that, your confidence begins to really grow in such a way that it's permanent. It's not any more of maybe and I should have, or let me listen to them again or rethink it. You have now come into a place of that you're so assured of yourself that nothing really wavers your thinking or your processing anymore.
That's awesome. I love that. I think that's the first one that I've heard in our interviews, it being explained like that. And I think you really touch on something that's so important in about just staying true to who you are. Because once you figure out what you're created for and what you're meant to do, and then staying true to that, even despite everything else around you, it's so important. And I cannot agree with you more that I truly feel like that's what confident is, because even though we are not perfect and we still do things crazy and all these things, we still give ourselves, I love using the word grace, because it just really shows who we are when we are meant to be confident in our own skin.
Right. I mean, it's very hard. People don't tell you that you have different, that you're going to have so many different transitions in life. That you're going to have so many times where your culture or your circle is going to change drastically. And they don't explain to you how important it is to keep yourself the same. Like keep who you are the same, the value of yourself the same. Because regardless of how much your atmosphere changes, the only thing that you know that you will be consistent is you. And if you don't empower yourself and encourage yourself and also educate yourself in who you were created for, you can get so swept in every time the atmosphere changes. You just get swept in it at time and time again, and then you get lost and you're just wandering and trying to figure out. And then you realize that you are, if you would just take a simple go all the way back on who you first were, everything starts to make sense after that. And that's why I feel that if we just wouldn't lose that the first time and really just plant our feet in it, we wouldn't be so just lost again in wondering where's my confidence in, or how did I lose it, or what happened that I lost it, kind of a mindset.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I think that what happens is you get caught up in this whole pleasing people and you're just like putting all this weight on your shoulders because you're not able to. What's one thing to be adaptable? Be adaptable as best as you can, but don't be like super accommodating that you lose yourself and you don't have any confidence in who you are. When you go, like you said, when you get back to who you truly were meant to be and called to be, then you're, everything else is just going to be, you know, that much easier in a sense, because you're more sure of what you're doing.
Right. There's a difference between supporting and encouraging others and then believing. So it's okay to encourage and support others in what they believe, but you don't have to believe what they believe to just feel like to feel as you're a friend or part of the family or part of the circle. You don't have to, but it is important to encourage and to support whatever they may be going in through life. But to lose your sense of belief of that, I think that's when it starts to become tricky and you start to lose yourself. Because then if you believe in everything, then you're just getting lost again of just believing in so many things. And I think that's what a lot of people also admire and respect about each other, is when somebody has such a firm belief in whatever they're in, they, you know, keep it. I think that's so many reasons why all of us admire one another, because then there's this passion that comes with that belief and this excitement. And when you're around them, you just have this energy, you know, can they leave you with, that's something that is so assured to them of who they are, that it inspires you, you know, of like, yeah, you know, I should be like that. And I should talk about what I believe in, that, you know, whatever it may be.
Yes, I love that so much. I can agree with you more on all of that. I think that's something that I'm starting to learn as we're meeting so many individuals, and just their passion is coming across, and I want to be a part of it. We want to make all of these women our best friends, because we want that. We want, and I always say, I'm always my better self when I'm around strong and encouraging women. Like, that's when I feel the most fuel in me. I feel the most power within me. Like, I just love it. I love having that energy surrounded by me. And it's so great to hear that, because I think for me, I would have never been able to put it into words like that. So I can appreciate that so much. So question two is, what did you want to be when you grew up? Or if you don't feel like you're grown up yet, what do you want to be?
Actually, I feel like I kind of do what I want it to be. I want it to be a motivational speaker. And I know that's like the weirdest thing for a child to want to be. But I would legit go in my backyard and stand on the steps of my patio, and I would line up all of my dolls or my stuffed animals or my neighbors, and I would just start like just talking, just like giving these speeches of like, you know, and you're going to have a good day, and, you know, and if that teacher's mean to you, don't worry about it, because, you know, God has your back, and you're going to go and you're going to tell them that, you know, you're not my mom, and you don't tell me what to do. And I felt like so compelled to, I really didn't like it when people would make others think differently about themselves. And so I always wanted to just tell people and affirm in them and give them affirmation of that, no, you know, you be who you are and don't let anybody tell you any different. And so I didn't know at the time what it was called, but as I got older, in my like teen years, I became very obsessed with Tony Robbins and I would listen to his, you know, his speeches and I would be like, man, so many people pay this man. And all he does is just like, you know, gives these like really compelling, you know, things. And so, and now I'm completely obsessed with Mel Robbins. I don't know if you ever heard of her. Oh my gosh. Like, it's just, and I just get so like inspired and just want to, you know, really reach to people, but not so much reached on like, there's one thing that I once heard from a preacher that he always said that, you don't want to tell someone what you think. You want to tell somebody what they need to hear. And I feel like motivational speakers do that. Like, they don't really just tell you what they think you need to hear. Like, they tell you what you need to hear. And I think that is just so awesome. I think it's so like, so cool to like have somebody call you out, but like in love and leave you with like this, like, dude, I'm pretty powerful, man. I can do this. Like, you know, I forget all of y'all. I got this. And I always wanted to do that when I was little. So now when I do photography, and I always get that client that is always unsure of themselves and is always, you know, can you take this out? And I don't like my arms. Oh, my stomach and my hair. And it goes both genders. It's not always women. It's men also. And I always leave them or always tell them of that, you know what, beauty is not at all of like what's in magazines. Beauty is like what you've been through, what you've gone through, what you've achieved, what you've overcome. Like that's the essence in this photo, because 10 years from now, you're going to look at it and you're gonna be like, man, that person, they went through a lot and they did it though. Like they overcome it. And so now I feel like I do that a little bit in my photography with people. I just need a microphone.
Stephanie and I both love Mel Robbins. We got to see her live almost a year ago, and she did exactly what you said, what a motivational speaker should be for you or could do for you, right? She spoke straight to my heart. I was in tears within moments of speaking to her, and I'm going to cry now because what you said also about a picture and not feeling really confident. Stephanie and I had our pictures taken early on in our endeavor here, and I started nitpicking at everything, right? And then I look at those pictures and I think, those pictures signified us believing in ourselves, mm-hmm. us putting ourselves out there and sharing our stories with all our listeners. And now look where we're at. You know, we're getting to meet wonderful women like you, and you know, it's awesome. And I follow you obviously on Instagram. And when I hear you tell, you know, all your stories, and you're just maybe just like talking, you know, but something you pour out, you know, a lot into people just by those few seconds that Instagram gives you. And I think that you and I have connected in that way. And, you know, we got to meet in person, so that's even better, right? But yeah, I think you're totally like set up for that already. So I'm excited to see what Cloverbud Photography is going to get you and what, you know, what God's going to bring you to, because I know that, you know, I think you're definitely cut out for a motivational speaker for sure.
Oh, thank you. I think to myself when I talk, because when I listen to people like Mel, oh my gosh, that woman, she's just like, oh, like, it's like I want to almost tell her, can you adopt me? You know, can you make me like anything. But when I think that we, you know, we're constantly living in this society of that, trying our best to meet expectations. And then we realize that nobody put those expectations on us, that we put those expectations on ourselves. And then we have to have this whole like come to Jesus moment with ourselves and ask ourselves, okay, where are these expectations stemming from? Are they stemming from, you know, my past as a child? Are they stemming from something I went through in my adolescence? You know, what are these expectations coming from? And then that's when it goes back into that confidence of that. Then when you figure it out and you're so assured of that, wait a minute, you know what? Okay, maybe that did leave me a scar, but however, it's a scar. It's not an open wound anymore. And the longer that I keep my mind on whatever happened, that wound is always never going to heal. It's always just going to be left open. And so when I say those things that I say on Instagram, I'm sharing, but I'm also healing myself of letting go and, you know, being transparent so that I can not only share, but hear my words of that, you know what, it's time for you to let this go. And then that's it. Just, you know, no, you know, we're not going to go back to whatever it was. And so I'm so thankful. And that's the whole reason why this was created, you know, social media was created so we could all find each other and plug in and, you know, push more of that whole, like everything that you two ladies are doing, like pushing this whole confidence creator, like, you know, creating this atmosphere out there of that, of confidence, you know, shared with everybody. Cause we don't know if one person is going to go give it to somebody who's in a whole different country who needs it at a moment. And it's always that for all the like negative, for all the 1,000 negative, the one positive, it's what it's all, you know, for is that one person that was like, dude, I so needed that. And it changed my life kind of a thing.
Yes. You are like so speaking to my heart right now. I love it. I love this. I think yes, you are a photographer, but you definitely have it and you do be a motivational speaker. Like you are speaking so much truth. And I think it's so important that our listeners get this and they hear it. And this is why we you know, we wanted to bring on strong women to share their hearts, because we love knowing that in our community, this is available and not everybody has that. Not many women have those friendships or that support system to help you get through daily things in life that are hard, that people struggle with and feel so alone with handling. So thank you so much for sharing as much as you are, because I know that once this episode is released, people are going to be in awe of everything you're saying.
Also leads us to our next question, because I think this is a very important question. And I think that it kind of helps us dive in a little further with the conversation, is that what is the one thing that would have stopped you from pursuing your passion had you let it?
So the one thing that I think that really could have really, it stopped me at a time. And I almost completely quit photography was when I found out that my son was diagnosed with autism. And it was so, it's like, again, it goes into that whole thing of that everybody could tell me how wonderful I was as a photographer and the work that I did. But as a mother, I felt like I felt like I was so defeated, and I felt that I failed. And it wasn't because of what my son had. It was because I could not connect with him, and I couldn't give him what he needed. And I felt like, okay, if I can't move, if I can't help my own son, how in the world can I help anybody else, especially myself, if I can't help him? And I really had to go through such a really dark period in my life when that happened, because I feel like we go through so many seasons in life, but when we go through a season, we have to, even though as dark as it may be or as joyful as it may be, we have to really sit down and we have to ask God, what do you want me to learn in this? Like, I don't want to go through this again. So what do you want me to learn in this right now? So this is the last time that I have to go through something like this. And even though it's really hard to ask that kind of a question, because it can open up to anything, you know, it could be something of that, well, you really haven't learned what humility is, or you really haven't learned what it is to forgive. And in that moment of with my son, I didn't realize how much resentment I was holding towards my first daughter. And because my daughter was diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, and I was still, it wasn't as heightened as my son, but I still was holding resentment towards her of when she couldn't do something simple as like put on her shoes, or she couldn't, you know, feed herself properly, or she couldn't, you know, open the door to the car. It felt like I was having to do everything for her. And even though I never expressed it to her in a negative way, I myself was really holding it towards me of that I just want to move on in my life. I want to be able to get out of this, you know, place with her. I want to go forward. And so then having my son, I thought that, okay, now she's going to have her person. And then when I had my son and he was diagnosed with what he had, then it was like, oh my gosh, I'm starting all over again. And so I fell into a very, very deep depression, a very, very deep depression, to where when the sun would go down and the darkness would come, I would become very afraid of what I was going to do to myself. And I hated the night, and I would just keep myself together just to make it to the next morning. And when people tell you that depression hurts, it hurts. It's like you have the flu, that it never goes away, and your body just doesn't recover. And the next morning you wake up and you're just like, oh, we're going to have to do this all over again. And then having two kids, you have to like really just push through, and just, you know, thoughts come in your mind and you have to really just be like, oh my gosh, like I'm, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to make this. And, you know, I really just felt like I'm done. And it wasn't because of a friend. She, one day people don't even know what other people are going through. Like, no one knows. Nobody ever knows. And I was getting all my stuff together after serving at a Christmas musical for children's ministry. Even though I was going through all it was going through, I was still doing what I was supposed to be doing. And I was gathering everything together, and she came up to me and she grabbed me by the arm and she said, "There's just something different about you." And she said, it's like the light is on, but your face is so dark. And I just lost it with her. And I just told her, I said, "I can't do it anymore. It's hard. It's so hard for me." And she not only told me that I was going to be okay, she stepped in and she would come over my house and she would take the kids and she would almost like pull me out of bed and pull me to the couch and sit with me and help me and dress me some days and tell me, you know, it's going to be okay. Like, you're going to make it. We're going to get through this. And she had two kids of her own. And, you know, after I came out of that with medication, you know, I believe in God, but I also believe that God made doctors for a reason. Because when I took that medication, man, it was like, woo! Wow, the sun is out. It was like, wow. And I just really learned in that season what it is to be compassionate to others. I mean, and truly, truly being compassionate to others. Not saying like, "I understand." No, saying "I understand" and then going getting a book and reading on whatever that person's dealing with so you can actually be there for them. I learned what forgiveness was of, you know, if somebody tells you, "Hey, I'm going to be there at an event," and they don't show up, not making them feel guilty that they couldn't show up, or, you know, making them feel like you're not a good enough friend because I really needed you, because we don't know what anybody's going through and we should never make them feel burdened to be your friend. And third was that I learned what it really means to be a tree of rest to somebody, because my friend was such a tree. She planted herself in when I needed her, and she was my rest. And I could find so much shelter in her and the shade that I needed. And she really stood there. She didn't just stay there. She stood there with me. And so some days my husband would, when he wouldn't come home till late, I would call her and ask her, "Can you please come over?" And she would. And so I learned on that is what God wanted me to learn in that season of how to give that to other people. So now, man, I if I see another mom and she's just struggling, I step in right away. And I'm like, "You want me to hold your baby? You know, do you want to put your groceries on the conveyor belt? You know, do you want me to load them for you?" I have followed women with, you know, their cart all the way to their car, and I've loaded everything in their car. And then, you know, and I've told them, you know, "Don't worry about it." I have held a baby while a mom walks in and, you know, goes to the restroom. I've cleaned urine off the floor for, you know, toddlers that have an accident, and I've told them, "Don't worry about it. It's fine." Because now being in that position, in that situation, I see that it's hard. Life is hard some days. And it's even harder for those who are dealing with whatever, if it's a disease or mental health or a special needs child, it's 10 times harder. And what does it take just to like be the 5 minutes in somebody's life? That's going to be like 5 hours to them. I know it was for me. And I'll never forget her name. We're still plugged in. We talk to each other all the time, daily. And she'll always be that person for me. And now I see that, you know, there's just so much that we as people have to give to others. Even when we feel like we have nothing to bring to this world, man, there's so much that we can bring with just telling somebody, "You look really beautiful. That's your color." And that just makes a woman's day. It's like, I needed that, you know? And so I really, that's really one of the only things in my life that really stopped me and would have really knocked me out and probably put me in a hospital if, you know, she wouldn't have stepped in my life for that time that I needed her. Sorry.
Thank you for sharing so much, and we're so glad that you were able to find that. I mean, that person actually found you, because you probably weren't even seeking that person, but and she brought you and she helped you come back to what you were meant to do. I mean, it's all relatable, Stacey. I think that, you know, you are speaking volumes to Stephanie and I, because we both have dealt with our own seasons. And I love that you said tree of rest. I've never heard, you know, that phrase. And I see it. I see exactly what you meant when you said that. And I mean, that's, I think that's something that, I'm going to hold on to for a long time. And I just can't thank you enough for opening all of that up for us. Like, I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to stay fixed real quick.
I know. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I cannot thank you enough. I know that's probably a lot to say and to read, you know, tell us everything that you experienced, but you are so strong, Stacey. Oh my gosh. Like, to sit here and still be able to tell this story, but to have actually learned something from it, like, and gain something from it. I mean, we go through seasons, like you said, and I don't always think that maybe we take from it what we're supposed to. And I think the fact that you really stood in that season and you braved it out and you took what you needed and you're applying it still to this day and doing what you need to do with it. Like, every day you're practicing these things that were given to you and shown to you. And I know I take that for granted when people are so kind to me and I don't practice it later in life with in other ways that I should be. But this is a lesson for me. I mean, I'm definitely taking what you're saying and I'm applying, like, I'm writing notes down and I'm like, oh my gosh, exactly what Christina said, tree of rest. Like, that's so beautifully put, because we don't see those strong people in our lives who are supporting us and who are there for us.
It is. It's like, you know, it's so, I think that with the way our world has changed, you know, from when we were children, life was just so simple and it was very easy to be a friend. Like when we told somebody, you're my best friend, it was so sincere and it was so genuine. And now it's like everybody says, hey friend, you know, love you. And we give those words like they're just like almost just greeting cards that you just pass by, you know, and greeting cards are just, it's just paper. It's not anymore like something that has, you know, stability in it. And when we finally step in to somebody's life and we actually, when they tell you like, no, I got it, everything's fine, you know, don't worry about me. And they show up, you know, on your doorstep, it's like this person is now has crossed over into just being a acquaintance and is actually trying to now go from friend to family. And when you find that, you're like, I'm never gonna take advantage of the person. I'm never gonna let them think that they're not valuable to my life. And you hold on to them and you cherish them. And I feel like that's something that our society is missing so much, on the genuine friendship to have with somebody, the genuine sit down and cry with them and get angry with them and then follow up with them and tell them, hey, you know, I talked to so-and-so, they said that, you know, maybe this, maybe that, I'll go with you, you know, whatever, you know, those type of things. The other day, you know, a friend of mine, her husband, he doesn't live here. He's working overseas to make ends meet. And so she's by herself. And, you know, my husband and I, because of what we've gone through, we went to the pool with her. And she, after we were done, she was gathering all her things together and her kids to leave. And my husband right away stepped in and said, I'll take our kids. You stay here and you help her with her kids. And she turned around and looked at me and she just started crying. And she was like, oh my gosh, like what I would give for someone to just tell me that every day. Like, just, you know, don't worry, I'm going to help. And, you know, I helped her with her children and everything. But that gift that she gave me is more than what anybody in my life is ever going to give me. Like that when someone gives you that gift of love in their smile or in their appreciation, that gift overcomes your grief. That gift overcomes your shame. It overcomes your guilt. It overcomes everything, because you reflect, you renew your mind with that thought over and over of how they felt And then you defeated it. You defeated all the negative that was trying to cloud your mind with now this positive affirmation from just this person in that one experience.
I'm so grateful that you're here and sharing all of this with us, because we are bringing this community together in a different way. And this is what we envisioned, is to dive deep into things like this, because it's not being talked about. And a lot of the times we just stay on the surface of stuff and we never get down to what's important to really make those big changes in our lives. So I appreciate that. And a lot of the stuff you were saying goes into our next question, as to who is your support system and what does it look like?
So I would say that my support system, this comes from another friend of mine who's in my life. The friend that her husband is not here at the moment. She really, one day I was talking to her about, it's just crazy how that works. She is a licensed children psychologist. And so she helps me a lot with my children, which is amazing. And I was talking to her one day about something that, you know, my son was doing, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what do I do? You know, how do I help him? You know, can you tell me? And she was telling me about this other person in her life who's a doctor in this field. And when she was telling me this, I told her, I said, that's so amazing that, you know, even though you went to school for what you went to, you're still talking to somebody else who knows more. And she told me, she says, girl, you should have three different people in your life. You should have one person who knows more than what you do. And she said, you should have somebody who you can help all the time. And then she said, and then you should have somebody who is not just like you, but almost just like you. And so my circle and my tribe is of my friend who, this friend who, she knows way more than me when it comes to child psychology, like way more. She blows my mind all the time. And when I feel like I've learned and I've read every book, she comes with something else. And it's just like, it challenges me like so much. And it gives me so much encouragement to hear her come with these new phrases and techniques and theories. And then my other friend, who she challenges me, who's just like me, you know, there are moments when I get angry about something and I want somebody to be angry with me. And she, you know, I'll pick up the phone and be like, girl, you would not believe what happened today. And she'll tell me like, who are we mad at? Who are we mad at right now? She does not even need a reason or a rhyme. She's just like, tell me where I need to go. And that's where I'm going to go. And she helps me be me still. Like, she helps me be me, set apart from my children, set apart from my husband. She brings me back to life. And then my other friend who needs me, she needs me in the things of that, like, she is a horrible host. Like, she is the worst host in the world. And we'll come over to her house and she's still cooking. And I'm just like, girl, like, you're supposed to have things done already. You don't tell people to come over and you're still cooking. And she welcomes the help. She's like, oh, can you help me? And I start helping her. And she teaches me grace every time. Every time there's something with her, we'll be driving and she's like barely on empty. And I'm like, hello, you know, did you not remember to, you know? And she teaches me grace. And like, I never get upset with her or tell her or mom her. I'm always just like, girl, God brought me in your life because ain't nobody else gonna, you know, deal with you some days. Like, you need some help. And you know, and it's just wonderful because we have that friendship and that relationship that I always feel validated with her. And I always feel encouraged with my other. And then I always feel, you know, grace with the other. So it's like, it make that whole tribe helps me, you know, be grounded. It's stay my woke, as what the young kids say. It keeps me grounded with them. So that's what my tribe is made of, is those three girls or ladies.
That's awesome. I'm thinking, you know, every description that you gave, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I have that one. Okay, yeah, I have that one. Yes, I have that one. Oh yeah, I have the one that needs me. because I'll come in there like almost the same situation, like they're hosting a party. I'm like, all right, let's get this show on the road. What needs to be done? Let's do this. So that's great. Yeah. I think everybody needs, like they say, three like solid people, but your closest friends should be like a group of five, like, and that's kind of who makes up your, who you are in a sense.
Right. Right. It's like, you know, you, a lot of people don't want those people in their life. Like a lot of people don't want to be bothered and a lot of people don't want to be challenged. You know, they just always want the friend that agrees with them all the time. But then yet you never are pushed to become more. You never are being able to pull out of yourself more. You know, it's like, it's just always strengthening and lengthening that we should be going through in life. But we always need that friend who pours back into us, you know, whatever that we need for us to keep going on, because we should never be on a half, you know, cup or a full cup or an empty cup. We should always be, you know, poured in and emptied and poured in and emptied, you know, because then if we're always full, then what do we need anybody in our life? And if we're always empty, nobody's going to want to be in our life. So we should always be in that balance of back and forth so that we know we're going the right direction that we're supposed to be going. We're not just being stagnant or we're not going back. We're actually going forward. And so I believe that people need those people in their lives so that they can feel like they're achieving what they need to be achieving in their life as well.
Yeah, that's all really good stuff. I love that. And it's something
I gotta clean my nose again.
I know we've been crying for a while now, but let's get to the fun stuff. But I do want to just point out what you said, like always being able to pour out, filled up. That's a great analogy that I, again, you know, you're speaking, you're teaching us so much with this interview. We're not going to be able to stop, you know, every episode. And I say to every person so far, we feel like, oh, you know, this was fire. Like this was, every time you girls are, I say girls, ladies are just, you know, y'all keep fueling our passion. I think that's why we titled this Passion Creators. And I think that's why we chose it, the women, we hand chose the people that we did, because we related to y'all in some way. You know, Stephanie, you know, brought her choice of people. I brought my choice of people, and some haven't worked out. And the ones that have been perfect. And we just love the way life works out that way for us. God, you know, just kind of allows things to happen the way they're supposed to. And we're super, super grateful for you. And I mean, I don't know, this next question, it could be another tearjerker. And I think Stacey and I, we talked about this. We were going to be crying the whole episode, and we have been. But let's try our little fun question, quote unquote, and see how we can get to know Stacey a little bit better. So close your eyes, Stacey, and imagine this. If you were a boxer, a fighter, getting ready to walk to the ring for the biggest fight of your life, as you're standing there waiting to be announced, the countdown begins. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What song is playing?
I would say that my song is Unfinished by Mandisa. I don't know if you ever heard it before.
Yes, I know Mandisa.
That song, I love that song because in the beginning, so she first wrote a song called Overcomer. And that song, you know, it featured in the music video, it featured a bunch of people who are either battling cancer or have, you know, lost, you know, an arm. And it really had a lot of hope of that, you know, don't be defeated, you're an overcomer, you know, don't, you know, stay, you know, don't fall down, get yourself back up, kind of the anthem. But then she wrote Unfinished, and in Unfinished, in the beginning of the song, she starts off with that, I used to say that you were an overcomer and you are an overachiever, but some days it's not that easy. And, you know, and I love that, because I feel like we, you know, and that's why I'm so transparent with myself, because I never want somebody to not feel they're unworthy enough to be in my presence. I never want somebody to feel like they're not strong enough to be in my presence. I want for them to always feel that I am not so much as real as it gets, that I am just honest because I want to help. I don't want to brag or make myself be a me, look at me. I want to be able to say, no, you, what do you need? And I love that she changed in that song to let people know that, like, you know, if you are not there yet, that's fine. Because, you know, she's in the chorus, says that, you know, he started something new and he's going to complete it. You know, it says, you know, I'm just unfinished. And I believe that we're all unfinished. We're never going to be complete. We're never going to be whole. We're always going to be broken people. And broken people have achieved so much in this world. And we don't give them credit for that. We think that, oh, it's because they had this money that they were able to achieve. Or, oh, it's because they got that position that they were able to actually start. No, it doesn't matter. They could have like millions of money, or they could be so collected and they're still broken inside, because not everybody has everything. If you have everything together, then you're perfect. And if you're perfect, you're Jesus. And that's just like impossible, because, you know, if you're that perfect, then it's like, it's not relatable anymore. It's now comes to the point of that, well, then what do you need me for? What do we need each other for then? And so that song for me, every time I feel at my deepest with myself, you know, there's some moments when I'm in the car and, you know, I feel like, oh gosh, you know, I didn't accomplish what I want to accomplish. My to-do list grew more. Everything on my planner that I wanted to do, it's like the same. Nothing got checked off. And, you know, that tension starts to rise in my chest, and I start to like get that anxiety, and I start, and it's always funny for me, every time that it starts to get tough, I want to just quit. I just want to stop. I just want to run away. I just want to be like, well, then, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to just quit everything. And, you know, that's just easier. It's easier just to unplug and just not tell anybody what happened. Just, you know, just blackness. And then I have to tell myself of like, one, that's not an adult. Two, you know, it's not, it doesn't help anybody. It didn't help me and it didn't help anybody else. And so I have to tell myself, I play that song to remind me of like, I'm just unfinished. I'm not, you know, you don't have it together, Stacey. You're never going to have it together. You're never going to finish with your to-do list. You're never going to be at it in your bank account. You're never going to be, you know, so turn up that everybody's like, woohoo. You never are. You're always going to be incomplete. You know, when you're typing and that little scroll button's blinking, that's going to be your life to the day that you're done. Like, it's just going to be always blinking. And just, you know that it, whatever, you know, there's a scripture that says, whatever he has started, he will complete. And so it's going to be completed, you know? So don't just like say, you know, no, God, you messed up and that's it. You know, it's one of those things of like, nope, he started something new and he's going to complete it. So I'm just going to wait until that story is finished. And that's just going to be that for that.
How did I know? I knew that song was, I mean, that question always, again, gives us a little bit more insight on the person. And I think what you say, like, we're unfinished, it also relates to like confidence and what we tell our listeners, like, you're always going to be working on it. People see maybe you, right? People that you're with and like, oh, you know, Stacey has it all together. Or Stacey, you know, her business, this, like, they don't know that you're constantly working on it. They see Stephanie and they're seeing her running and her workouts and, you know, like, oh, I wish I had the, you know, to do this or that. And it's like, no, you know what? Stephanie's still working on it too. Or me, like, I've posted like videos of us dancing, like, oh, I cannot have the confidence to do what you do or whatever. Like, trust us. We're constantly working on that and constantly having to remind ourselves that we're okay. We can do this and we're going to keep pushing forward and we're going through our stuff. You know, like Stacey has shared, we've all gone through our stuff, but we try to keep moving forward and we're finding the people that help us move forward. And I hope that our listeners can grasp on to the message here that we are trying to put out for them. And we thank you again. And that song, I love that song. I love Mandisa. Oh my gosh, that girl can sing. I love her music. I love it. And Overcomer, yeah, it was like everybody's favorite song. So I love that she came back and said, wait, hold up. I know I was preaching all of this to y'all, but let's get real. Let's get real. I love that.
Stacey, thank you so much for your honesty. I cannot, my heart is so full right now because I am so blessed to have had this opportunity with you. And thank you so much for being here and doing this with us. I know some people are like, what, you want me to be on a podcast? Like, we love being able to share so many things with individuals who are struggling because we were there. We still are there. We are still struggling with stuff. So hearing other women's perspectives, getting their truth coming out and just shining their light on us, it's so amazing to have. And I cannot thank you enough for just being you, like, and being true to everything you are. And I think it goes back to what you said about, you know, what confidence means to you is just standing in what your truth is and who you're created to be and owning that. And you have done that for us today. So thank you so much. And one thing we always ask our individuals that we are interviewing is share with people where they can follow you, where they can stalk you, but not your address because somebody probably will show up. So where can we find you at and follow all your greatness?
So you can find me at on Instagram on Cloverbud Photography. My work, I even have it in my like little bio that my work is displayed on my tiles, but my life is really in my stories. So there's like that huge separation. So if you go in there and you're like, well, this is all her like fancy pictures. No, if you click on that icon that, you know, tells you the stories, you'll see like the hot mess that goes on every single day. And I just like, I try my best just to live it and live it the best way I can, but also just be, you know, some days it's just going to be me eating all day long. And then some days it's going to be me exercising all day long. And that's just balance to me.
I love it.
Yeah, we could totally relate to that.
Yes, yes, we could totally relate. I'm more like on the eating everything phase.
Well, you're making life, so... You know,
I know I don't have that much longer to use that as an excuse.
The other day I told my husband, I was like, I want to eat things. And he's like, okay. And so he came back out of the store with a mega bag mix of chips. And he's like, I don't know what that meant, but this to me seemed like the answer. And I was like, it is.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. And yeah, I mean, look, today, before we started recording, I had hot Cheetos and pickles sitting right here. You would think I'm the one carrying the baby with Stephanie, but no, I was just, you know what? My morning was poop, and this is what I'm doing with it right now, and that's okay. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'll still be at the gym at 5:30 in the morning. God willing, I'll be
there. I always tell people that I exercise to eat. I don't exercise for anything else. Like, if I get abs in it or arms, great. But it's really just because I want to eat, you know, those enchiladas. Like, I really want that funnel cake. And so I exercise just to eat. And that's pretty much it.
Yes, I love it. That's why I wanted to say I'd run all the time, too. Because I want to just eat everything. So I need a balance. And running will help me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you again, Stacey, so much for this. I cannot... From the bottom of my heart, I'm so glad that we have been able to cross paths. I'm so glad that you said yes to this. I know Christina probably can't agree more that we are so excited to showcase you. We have been following you. Christina had the pleasure of meeting you. I'm going to meet you soon and I'm going to just hug you because I love everything that you're doing and everything that you're about and everything that you just brought to life here today with us on this episode.
So, oh, thank you. Thank you guys so much for asking me. I mean, you know, that in itself was encouragement to me of like, oh, wow, like somebody really likes, you know, my crazy and they want for me to share with everybody else of my crazy. And so, you know, I love this because education, everybody in all these segments, I've been listening to them and I've just been like, oh my gosh, that is so good. Or like, that's so meat right there. And it just encourages me to know that there's so many people out there who want to help and that are helping in that way. And so thank you so much for making this, you know, utensil for people to pick up and just write their story, but via, you know, the internets, which is great in itself.
Stacey did photograph me. So you want to look at her work. It's also on my page. She did my headshot. So I was really excited with that picture. She's like, oh yeah, let me take a picture of you outside. I'm like, oh my God, yes. So she's also photographed some of our favorite people like Diane with the Daringly She, and she's photographed Myra. She's Myra Fadette. She's photographed, you guys just go look at her page. She's photographed so many awesome women that are out there. Christina Coker, I think you did a shoot with her, and Samantha, the pink envelope, Samantha, I mean, so many was awesome, awesome, awesome women. So yeah, I would love to like have a day in the life. And we kind of do follow her stories. Like she said, if you want a day in the life of Stacey, follow her stories. And you guys, like literally all we ask of our listeners is number one, listen. Number two, follow these awesome women. Follow them, give them the likes, you know, give them, you know, the comments, you know, and be really, really sweet to them.
Yes, that one big time.
Yes. And as we always say at our end of our episode, remember to stay positive and keep smiling.
Don't forget, the fun continues on Instagram and Facebook.
Search Confidence Creators. And if you absolutely love this episode, leave us a review.